Chapter 20. Mage Imperator Jorah. Despite all the pageantry as the Solar Navy warliners arrived at Therok, Jorah felt both somber and tense. He knew King Peter and Queen Astara well enough, but humans were always a mystery to him, except for Nira. "I do not intend to make excuses for what happened to the human enclave," he said to her as the cutter took them down to the surface of the World Forest planet. "We all know that our strength lies in alliance." Nira peered through the window port at the expansive World Forest below.
"The trees will help us too, if they can."
Riding with them, Yasra and Marine were resplendent in their supple body armor, looking even more dangerous than the guard Kithman. Yasra said,
"When Osira returns to the prison palace, we will keep her safe. I advise that we bring Rememberer Anton home as well. He belongs with us."
Jorah was amenable to the suggestion, considering all that Anton Kolikos had done for Ildiran society. "I cannot command the human historian, but if he wishes to come back with us, he is certainly welcome to do so."
"He will definitely wish to come back with us," Yasra said without a glimmer of doubt. "I will keep him safe."
Marine added,
"We will keep him safe."
The cutter landed on the dense canopy, and the guard Kithman spread out as an armed escort. Jorah held himself proudly, looking out at the hazy jungle sunshine. The female green priest stood at his side like a queen, and she inhaled deeply.
"I love the smell of the world forest."
He took her hand, and they went to meet the king and queen. Inside the throne chamber of the Fungus Reef City, the Mage Imperator faced Peter and Astara as an equal. He lowered his head, but did not bow. "I have something important to say. When we allowed an enclave of human expatriates to settle in Magistra, I promised them safety. I said that the Ildiran people would welcome them. I failed to protect them from the shadows, and they were massacred by my own people. Those Ildirans were possessed, but I still accept the responsibility." Now he raised his eyes to look directly at Peter and Astara. "I sincerely hope you will not let this damage the alliance between our races. The enemies arising now may be even greater than those we faced during the Elemental War." After a long moment, Peter said, "We're just beginning to comprehend how dangerous the Shauna Rae are. They nearly destroyed Therok with their eclipse plate. But with the aid of your Solar Navy, we survived." He glanced toward the queen. "We have to fight together, not against each other." Dusky and beautiful, Astara lifted her chin.
"We know about the tragic massacre of humans, Mage Imperator, and our hearts ache for all that innocent blood spilled. But we blame the shadows, not the Ildirans."
Peter said, "We fear that the Shauna Rae also have a vendetta against the Verdani mind. Even the World Forest cannot remember what happened the last time the Shauna Rae appeared. But we have visitors now, the Anthos. They survived those times and the destruction of their world. Since taking refuge here, they have told us some of their experiences." As if summoned, a dozen small, gray-skinned creatures entered the throne chamber. Nira had let Jorah know about the arrival of the Anthos, but he looked at the creatures in amazement nevertheless. "The saga does not mention the Anthos at all.
Very few of us remain. Only 100 of us came to Therok."
The leader of the creatures took a step forward.
"I am called Oro. The king and queen have allowed us to stay here, where we can be safe, if any place is safe from the Shauna Rae."
Oro took a long, strange sniff to inhale the Mage Imperator's scent. Yasra and Marine both tensed, holding their sharp crystal katanas ready. But the alien made no threatening move.
"The Shauna Rae are subtle. One cannot always tell where they are or where they have been."
A 50-ish man with gray salted brown hair entered the chamber, dressed in casual clothes. He carried an armload of records, even an old-fashioned pad for taking notes. Yasra brightened as she saw him.
Rememberer Anton, I am glad to see you are safe and healthy.
And very busy. We need to piece together all information about the Shauna Rae, said Anton Kolikos. The gardeners have added a lot of stories about their original world and their previous encounter with the shadows, but the World Forest doesn't remember the details. When all those trees died on their planet, it created a sort of amnesia in the Verdani mind, which causes great consternation among the Green Priests. Yasra said,
We have come to take Osira back to Therok. You should accompany us too. You have more research to do there. The Rememberers have uncovered centuries of buried records.
Anton Kolikos seemed intimidated by Yasra. Jorah had noticed it before. I'm still interviewing Oro and the other gardeners, Anton said, then added. And a wyvern has been attacking one of the coastal settlements here. Hunters have gone after it, but so far they've all failed. I've been taking notes.
Yasra's eyes sparkled, and she glanced at Marine. I am interested to see how that story turns out. We should go and help kill it, Marine said.
Yasra continued speaking to Anton as if no one else was there.
Yes, Marine and I will go dispatch the monster. You will come along to observe and chronicle our deeds. Then, once this wyvern is slain, you will return to Ildira with us.
Jorah was surprised to hear his daughter's eagerness, though not surprised that a monster hunt appealed to her. Remembering herself, Yasra turned to him.
With your permission, of course, liege.
Jorah passed the matter to Peter and Astara. That is a decision for the king and queen to make. Peter wore a serious expression. It will be dangerous. I've lost several hunters already, and 15 villagers from Shorehaven. Jorah said, You do not know Yasra's capabilities.
Or mine,
Marine added. Astara smiled.
We'd be fools to turn down their assistance. Shorehaven will be happy to have the help, and we would be grateful.
Jorah nodded to the two warriors. While I remain here to conduct business with the Confederation, you two may make the attempt. Do not take over long. Yasra wrapped the butt end of her katana on the floor of the fungus reef chamber.
We will not take over long. It is only one monster.
Marine spoke up.
I will keep Yasra safe. Do not worry.
Anton Kolikos blinked, as if surprised by how quickly decisions had been made around him. Then I suppose I'm chronicling the rest of the wyvern hunt.